John, when all of this was unfolding, what were you doing?
Well, you know, I was just like any other day at the office. I was sitting here writing press releases for, you know, try to increase library awareness, and I heard some shots and happened to look out my window and saw people running for safety, and I knew at that point that, you know, something serious was going on right outside my office window, and that's when I grabbed the camera. As a library photographer, I've you know, have a camera right at the desk, and you know, just felt that it was really my civic duty to you know, document the story. You know, I work in a library where we're surrounded by stories, both you know, positive and negative, as well as you know, reassuring. And so I felt that you know, this is a way to you know, kind of stay true to storytelling and try to get you know, an honest account of you know, breaking news as it happens.
Did you know immediately when you heard the pops that it was gunshots?
Well, you know, it's people, you know, you hear cars backfire, and you know, I kind of had a good inkling that it was yeah, gunshots, just by the sound and the way people were running. I you know, could pretty immediately assess that it was a gun, and that's when I grabbed the camera and got a better vantage point, and you know, was able to get a pretty clear visual on the shooter. And it, you know, at that point, you know, adrenaline kicked in. I've you know, got a journalism degree from the University of Oklahoma, so I you know, tried to fall back on that what I learned in school almost 20 years ago, and you know, just try the best I could to document what I was seeing, and you know, as they say, be the eyes of the world.
As this was all unfolding, what was going through your mind at this point?
Well, I think the first thing was, you know, that I needed to get a photo of this person with a gun in case, you know, he were to shoot somebody, and for, you know, when able to get away, I felt that, you know, this would be, you know, a good place, like, okay, here's who we're looking for, this armed and dangerous person, as opposed to, you know, I didn't want to, you know, run and hide and then have that feeling of, man, I could have helped maybe catch this guy before anybody else was hurt, you know. And I think that was really what was going through my head, is just, you know, to be an active community member that was, you know, concerned for the safety of where I live.
We have a lot of photography buffs in the area. They're going to want to know, what type of camera were you using?
Well, it was a Nikon D300, and I had a zoom lens on at up to a 200 zoom, and so, you know, I was removed from the action, as far as, you know, I wasn't right there, you know, as it was happening outside, and I was, you know, on the third floor of the library, and for what I felt was a safe distance to try and get some photos. And, you know, it's, wow, just one of those, you know, lucky occurrences that, you know, I would not be upset if this were the only time that I was involved in this type of breaking news.